בתלעית, הכיר את עצמך. כתשמר יוסף. So we're busy dealing with the sugya of the milchama that takes place between the guf and the neshama. We brought the maitha about the person who wanted to be happy much more than he wanted to be rich. Oh, then I'll stay a chair, you're right, come on, get a chair. Get a chair. There's no one sitting downstairs using them, we might as well bring them up here and sit on them here. Person wanted to be rich and he wanted to be happy. He wanted to be much more happy than he wanted to be rich, but he couldn't get himself to sit down and become happy. When you offer him 10 grand in order to become happy, suddenly he gets his attention. So what's going on here? So you see machlokes taking place between the guf and the neshama. Now everybody wants to change, right? As a tarot is not joined up, in the middle of the subject. Ma'ishacha neged shulei. So what do you have against changing? Galas nukudat hadchiyah apnim mishel aguf. There's a resistance when a person wants to change. There's real resistance. That's why change equals stress. Changing anything in one's life is a very stressful endeavor. What's the resistance? The resistance coming from that inner goof of yours. ואנחנו כל עצלים, we lazy, הגוף רוצה רק לישון, אני לא רוצה להשתנות, טוב לי גם ככה, נוח לי בעצוס הדיקיונית שלי. I don't want to change, I'm lazy and I'm happy the way I am and I'm happy just to continue being miserable and will you stop interfering with my rights to be miserable? That's all. You get up and you give a share to 50 people, okay, and you start explaining to them how they can be happy and their life can be meaningful, and all of them stand up protesting their right to remain depressed. Don't, just leave me alone. Don't want to change. You understand? It's insane. What's the resistance? Get in touch. Where's it coming from? That's you? That's you speaking or that's your goof speaking? האם החשיבות שבראיתו הנקודה הבעייתי ברור מספיק? Is what's really getting in your way clear? במלחמה, כמו במלחמה, in a war, in a real war, אתה מוכרח להגדיר ולהזות את האויב שבו אתה ללחם. You have to know exactly and identify who your enemy is. When you're fighting war, when you're on the battlefield, you have to be able to know who your enemy is. You have to understand him, you have to identify. So who's your enemy yet? What's the enemy yet to be great? To change? הפחד להשתנות. I'm terrified of changing. אם אתה עירני, תוכל לזהות את האויב וללחם בו. If you're awake, you can identify your enemy and you can fight him. אבל יש סיכוי שתפסיד בפעמים הראשונים בקרב נגד הגוף, could be quite possible that in the couple of encounters you've had with your goof before you've lost that battle. אבל לכל הפחד אתה יודע ובטוח שאתה פועל נכון, אני יודע מה אני עושה. I know what I'm doing. You're going to get beaten a few times by this guy. He's a real heavy enemy. But if you're confident, you know he's doing the right thing. So I know what I'm doing. ואז כשתמשיך ללחם בסוף תנצח. And you keep fighting, then she'll be מצליח. First of all, we don't even get into the fight. Because it's not worth it. Or we identify ourselves and we actually think we're him. That's the Yetzer's biggest trick. It gets you to think that you're him. And then when you do recognize that you've got a fight in your hand, you get beaten a few times, so you give up. Stick it out. But you have to recognize when you want to change, that change is stressful. So you've got to do a quick evaluation and ask yourself, where are my stress levels? good healthy stress level gets you to function, a very high level of achievement. That's what you're looking for. You're looking for just enough stress to get you to be functioning optimally. Too little stress, you don't get out of bed, yeah? Too much stress, you also don't get out of bed for the opposite reason. So you've got to determine the right amount of stress, getting me to function optimally. So if you're going to raise the stress level by changing, so you've got to watch that carefully. How are you going to maintain optimal achievement with this new level of stress? The other problem? That's the mashgiach's dilemma in yeshiva. That's the job of a mashgiach. Is can I squeeze a bit more change out of this guy and maintain optimal achievement? In order to know that, you've got to know where the stress levels are. So how do you raise stress levels and maintain optimal achievement? You know? How do you get some people whose stress levels are mamash well over the red lines and will have me flat on my back and they're functioning like there's no problem?
Because they didn't do it overnight, little by little.
Yeah, you're going to have to do this little by little as well. No, there's a thing called support. What does your support system look like? A person who's got a good, healthy support system can handle a lot of stress. A person who's got a little peasy support system can't handle a lot of stress. So as you increase your stress levels, you have to make sure that your support system comes along to the party. The Gedolim can do so much and can absorb so much stress because they're walking with a Kosh Baruch Hu. You've got a Kosh Baruch Hu on your side, you've got a healthy support system. Yeah? But until you're working on that, you have to take stock and see, what does my support system look like? Who am I leaning on? Yeah, who's rooting for me? Who's wishing me well? Who's doing, that's all still going to come. I'm going into that, but be aware of that. If you're going to start taking on changes and your stress levels are exactly where they're supposed to be functioning optimally, this new stress is going to push you over the edge. You could send you reeling. Could be the Yangtze Hori even pushing you over the edge here. Be very careful. Very choshen the sugya. In changing yourself and in also making demands on other people that you're responsible for to change, your children, your talmidim, when you're trying to squeeze them, when you're trying to get them to change or whatever, can they handle the stress? So you have to raise the support levels before you can raise the stress levels. Not a poshut sugi at all. But certainly for yourself, make sure that you've raised your support levels in order to be able to absorb this new stress that you're going to be bringing upon yourself by changing. Change always equals stress. If you don't believe it, just accept it for now. It doesn't hit you intuitively that change equals stress, then just accept it for now, because it does. You can prove it later if you want. But if you don't get that in touch, then the Yetzer is going to use all these desires to change, make you change, just to send you straight back to bed. Okay. Bottom of the Ayin. Pitu Haguf. The seductions of the body. Ha'adam Murkav Mishnei Chalakim Munugadim Hamushlavim Zebezeh. Person is made up of two parts that are in opposition to each other, that are in the same system. Guf v'neshama. Obviously that's a very broad split. I mean, within Guf there's a world and within Neshama there's a world. Shiluvim shel shnei chalokim eile yachad einu moize pachot mishiluvim shel eish v'mayim. The combination of these two parts is no more strange than putting together water and fire. If you could come up with could you put fire and water together? You could never ever make in a pot, you have fire and water existing, coexisting. You couldn't do that, right? Because either fire will fizzle out the water will put out the fire. You never have those two coexisting peacefully. That's why the barad, it was a nice, right? Yeah, the fire and the water working together was a nice, because you can never find water working together. You can have fire working together when you have a pot, a kettle, you have a machitza. But generally speaking, you can't have two opposites like that working together. And yet we see that we have, I am made up of a gufin and a shama, which are just as strange as putting fine water together, even more strange. And a shama and a shayfis is kadem a little lot. The neshama has a yearning and desire to grow and steig and mamash get closer to Hashem all the time. He mitchonenet eilecha libchor betoif. He's the one sitting there saying, go for the good. Ulubatse. Mineged, nitzav a guf from Moshach klape mata. There you have Moshach klape mata. On the other hand, you have a guf who's sucking you down the whole time. A guf soin emamet. He hates change. He hates growth. Kol shuna nira lo kasha midai. Every little change he goes completely becomes dysfunctional. you know, the Moedic, you know. Sit on the name of one of the Gedolim. I heard it from a, today's Rosh Hashiva, but I heard it from a younger man. What does it mean to be lazy? Lazy means I don't like doing stuff, right? Watch carefully, you'll see that not the ghetto of lazy. You see what the ghetto of lazy really is. Have a guy lying in bed, right? And he gets to bed and he suddenly realizes he's got to switch off the light. So what does he do? Let's say he doesn't have a wife. In this story there's no one around, right? He's on his own in a hotel room somewhere, yeah? So what does he do? He kind of leans over and he takes his shoe and he throws his shoe, right? Doesn't work. So he takes his second shoe, right? That doesn't work. So then he wants to get something else and there's a stick. So he takes a stick and he kind of like steps into it. By the time the guy's finished trying to put off the light, you know how hard he's worked? Why did you get up and switch off the light? Because he's lazy. He doesn't look lazy to me. The guy's working like a Trojan here. You see, the definition of lazy is what? Not wanting to change. I'm in bed. I don't want to get out of bed. I work incredibly hard just to stay in bed. See, lazy doesn't mean I don't want to work. Lazy means I don't want to change what I'm doing now. I'm in bed, I'm not going to work. Till I wake the whole night working out how to switch off that light, okay, just don't change. That's the fight with laziness. And that's the goof. The goof says, what's the point? Everything's fine. Why change? They come and your wife wants you to help helps you move the couch from here to here. What's your first reaction? But what's wrong with where it is? We've lived like this for 20 years. Why do I have to change where the couch is? Right? And you'll spend the next 5 hours busy with everything else in the world just not to move the couch. Not because you're lazy. You don't go lie on the couch and say, I'm not moving the couch. Yeah, we'll do it later. I've just got to do this and this and this and this. You'll keep your busy doing 50 other things just not to move the couch, right? Because moving the couch represents change. Okay, so remember, laziness does not mean not wanting to work. It means not wanting to change. And the Yetzer will keep you so busy, just don't change. Look at it. He'll have you playing tennis, he'll have you working, he'll have you this, he'll have you... You can't imagine how busy the Yetzer will keep you. Okay, just don't change, that's all. You can't begin to imagine the resistance to change, right? Even after you've changed the system just a little bit, do you know how much fighting is going on under the surface just to reinstall the old system? One of the cleverest tricks of the Yetzer is when you do actually make some change, you've changed the system, right? So then what he does is he tries to get you to use that change to springboard to the next change. Because this change hasn't cemented, it hasn't taken hold. Right? So his trick now is to break that change. He wants the rubber band to spring back to what it used to look like. So what does he do? He gets you to use this to make another change. So when you're busy making that other change, this hasn't solidified itself, he goes and he quickly gets the old system back in place. And then the whole thing crashes. The Bible must say when you've sensed that you've made some change, even if it's tweeny, and it should be tweeny, otherwise they're not going to keep it, right? Don't move. Just consolidate it and get this change working properly. When this change is in place, then make the next step. But you'll see the first thing the Yetzer does when you feel you've made some change, alright, now I've done this, yeah, what's the next step? Yeah, I've conquered my Yetzer for anger, now what are we going to work on? You're going to work on conquering your Yetzer for anger, because that's what you're going back to. You're going back to the old system's going to reimpose itself every single time. Watch it carefully, you'll see. Never ever comes, it's never different. It's always like that. The job is to just enjoy the new view, stay on the plateau, consolidate. The desire to change now is the Yetzer every single time. Watch it. Okay. Reishis, first of all, a person lamad lakir es ha'ishiyot haruchni es shalcha. You've got to start recognizing your unique spiritual aspects. Lamad ma'u ha'koyach ha'miniotcha. Go ahead and look and see what's the power what's maniotcha, that's driving you or holding you back?
Motivate
you. What's driving you? What's driving you? The manoah. Al titein lebechira chofshit shelecha liyasot betet moida. Don't give over your bechira to... what's the word to
like your self-conscious?
Yeah, to do it sort of haphazardly without conscious decision. Yeah, kind of like without knowledge. Subconscious, yeah. Do it with the bechira, make it, bring it into the realms of your seichel and make decisions where you recognize them. Haruchnia shelecha hi ata ha'amiti. Your spiritual side, that's who you really are. Rakim Talamid Lizahut Koila Shalanashama Plichaladat Keta Lipoil. Only when you start recognizing and identifying with the neshama, and start understanding who the neshama really is, then you know how to function. Achshav shetayodah amar etzei neshama, ma'atarotze, when you start recognizing what you want, what the neshama wants, hagia zman l'shached l'toach es haguf, u'lefatot et haguf. Then you have to deal with the goof. You have to start, actually, when you discover what it is that you and your neshama want and what you really want, now you have to start seeing how you deal with the goof. Borel atzmacha ma tarviach mi'amamet. First, clarify yourself. What are the benefits? What am I going to get from this effort? Lama li muchrach litamet? Why am I forced to make this effort to grow, to follow my spiritual yearnings? My yaitzilim is there. What am I going to get from this? What am I going to get? Go and have a look and identify very clearly for yourself what the payday is here. Ata chayev la'avir es harotzen shelecha la'havona rikshit. You have to bring your understanding, your rotzen, okay, to the place where it's going to impact on your emotions. Ma'ani olu lehafsit. And then ask yourself, what am I going to lose? If I don't do this, what am I going to lose? First of all, what am I going to gain? And then, no, if I don't do it, what am I going to lose? As ma'ani yisu la'avir. What am I going to profit? Reva Fahef said, hey, Mashefa Hamuvanet Luguf. Asafa, sorry. Reva Fahef said, hey, Asafa Hamuvanet Luguf. Loss and profit, okay, is what the goof understands. The goof understands what it means to lose out and to win. When you bring your rotzen to poil via the emotional base, Yitzboha Rayon Aruchani Maspik Koyach. That spiritual concept gains enough power, enough momentum, but to hold it safe derech hamaisi, then you can activate it and bring it out into the physical world. Zua hanuscho hasoidit, ze bezrat haseichel v'shoichad es haleiv. Dugma, im ata moshochneh mebechin rikshi v'chishivus v'betalah shel omel atayra omel amidas. If a person is mushukhna, he's
convinced.
He's been persuaded klape the in his emotional level, yeah, we begin rikshis, not seichelik, in his emotional state, on the importance of growing and being omel b'Torah and omel in midas. As gamim kashim rabim yarmu b'darkecha, even though there's difficult obstacles in your way, but gamim ein lecha koyach, and even if you don't have eili koyach, the eili matzav ruach, the eili cheshek, all those words that the Reator throws at you, but kol zeis tamshich litkadem l'omol mishum shachlatat, because you made a decision, you'll carry on going because you made a decision. Ze ma she'ani rotze. This is what I want. That's why I'm going for it. But if you haven't made that decision, this is what I want, so then yeah, when it starts getting difficult, then fine, so let's go. So now I'm going to be Omer B'Torah. After 3 hours of being Omer B'Torah, not understanding one thing you've learned, so then what did you do? You go home. Hold on a second. Omer B'Torah is like, but no, it's not me again. So, but if you made up your mind, this is what I want, so then nothing will stand in your way. Gam kielich the gates of Movis, lo ira rokyoto imodi. Even if I'm going to go through the gates of hell, I go through the gates of the valley of the shadow of death, whatever you want to call the gates of Movis, whatever that is, I've made up my mind, I'm going for it. Nothing will get in your way.
Can you just recap what's the process? You're telling the goof, you're giving the goof some type of
guidance. First you have to identify now. Start with identifying yourself with the neshama and aligning yourself with the neshama. Knowing that the goof's the enemy. That's number one. That's a long work. That's a long job there. The next is coming to clear terms and a recognition of what you stand to gain and what you stand to lose.
At an
emotional data level. That understanding has to be emotional, not just seichelik. Everybody knows seichelik, that I'm going to go to Olam Haba, I'm going to go to Gehenna. So we understand that. That's in the seichel, that's no problem. It's got to be driven using the Musa process into your heart. Now that it's in your life, now that you understand what a stand to win and what a stand to lose you, okay, now you've made a decision, I'm going for this. Okay? So then all the difficulties in the world will not shift you off track. Then you have setbacks, you fall, you'll get up. It's a Moedika thing. It says in Tehillim, the Moedika Pshat, I can't remember where I saw this, but you'll get this Pshat, it's dazzling. It says, Eile Varech Valei V'susim, V'nachnu V'shem Hashem L'keni Noskin. They come with susim, with chariot, but we come in the name of Hashem. Yeah? Haim Koru Venoflu Vanachnu Kamnu Minisoidot. They fall and get cut off, but we get up and continue. You know? So the Kashi don't understand. They come in the name of horses and chariots, whatever, they get better, they get wiped out by Hashem, right? And we don't get knocked down. That's not the Poshu. That's not Pshat in the Poshu. Poshu says, we get up and we go weiter. That means we all got knocked down. Then that came with their chariots and their susim, the Kodesh Bain Tzimgodi, they get clapped and they fall down. And we that come in the name of Hashem, we also get clapped and we fall down. What's the difference? They stay down. V'nachnu kamnu v'nisoidot. We get up. That's the difference between someone that comes in the name of Hashem. Not that you won't fall. There's no guarantees you're not going to fall. You're going to fall. You're going to fall hard, plenty hard. But if you come b'shem Hashem, then you get up. Remember, we're not talking here about if you get this clear, everything's all now, it's all going to be smooth. There'll be plenty of obstacles. I don't know, but more obstacles, because now the Yetzirah really has to come at you. Now the Yetzirah, well, you think he gives up? Yeah, now he's really going to come at you hard. But you've got the tools to fight with him, because you made a decision in the deepest recess, not an intellectual decision. You made a Bechir Chofshi that I'm going for it. There's another Pshat you'll enjoy as well, Yerachmel. Says Eile Berech Varei Sum and Nachnu B'Shem Hashem. It's called. What's it talking about? It's talking about a guy wants to go on holiday. Yeah. So a guy wants to go on holiday. What he has to do? He has to hire the horse and chariot. Right? He's got to get transport. He's got to. You want to go to another town. You want to go to holiday. You want to go to the beach. So you got to go get Avis. Yeah. Nachnu B'Shem Hashem L'Kedi Noski. All we have to do is stay in Shmoneh. So we say Hashem's name and we can go anywhere in the world we want. You want to go on holiday? You want to go to the Bahamas? All you do is stand up and say Hashem's name. So don't worry, you're in the Bahamas, you're on the beach, you can do wherever you want. You don't need references. Master Pshat. But the Gabaldic Avot of that earlier Pshat is that we always understand. They come in horses and chariots and they get knocked down and we call out Hashem Hashem and nothing happens to us. Then why is all this bad stuff going on? Well, success, we come in the name of Hashem. We come in the name of Hashem, we're also going to get clapped. We're also going to get wiped. Nachnu kamnu v'nis oidot. That's such a powerful word. Sure. Anyway. Let's try a little bit further. So we're dealing here, we're taking the seichel, and we're getting the seichel to bribe and to change and to seduce the heart. It's really what we're talking about, right?
So it's like, you know, it's like we're opening up a Musar, you know, Musar Sefer in the Fulat Hasharim, and that's basically what we're doing. We're getting the Sefer, and the Fulat Hasharim is telling us what we're doing.
Opening a Mesidus Hasharim and reading the Mesidus Hasharim is not going to change anything. Might change your database a little bit. You might know a little bit more what's in Mesidus Hasharim. But you're not going to change one drip. I know people that know Mesidus Hasharim. You have to know how to do this. I know people that know the Mesidus Hasharim inside out, okay, that I promise you now have had no change whatsoever. Other than the normal change that comes from learning a bit of Torah, the new Kedusha, whatever. But in terms of the Musa Avoida, the Chochmas Musa, nothing's changed. Opening up a Musa Sefer is not going to change you one drip. I promise you.
What's he saying? Talking to the heart.
A Musa Sefer will change you when you take one concept, one idea, yeah, and you get it so clear in your Seichel that it makes 100% sense. You've understood exactly what the Chazal is saying, you understood why this is important and whatever, and then using a process of emotional arousal, you know, dialoguing with yourself, you drill that concept that you have in the Seichel, you drill that into an emotional base. That's what you're talking about. Until that happens, nothing's going to change. You know smoking's bad for you intellectually? Yeah, you can riddle off the statistics, you can tell me how many people, wow, what, boom, tsach, or whatever, and you can light up a cigarette 30 seconds later. Because what goes on in here does not change your actions. What changes your actions is what's got driven into your heart. Until it's been shogus in the lathe, you're not going to change from it. But you've got to get in the seichel first. It's the beginning of the process. But you've got to get it clear. And you've got to get it so clear that it's emes. Taking a shtick mesidus yeshorim, you could have got wrong pshat. You don't try to internalize a chazal, a pasuk, a chazal, a mesidus yeshorim, whatever you're trying to internalize, until you make sure you've got proper pshat. A rigorous, rigorous Talmudic approach to understanding what's really being said here. Because you can internalize wrong pshat, you could be in a lot of trouble. But let's say you got it clear. You know what your chayva sabalama is, and now you're going to internalize it, right? You're going to get it into your heart, you're going to know, this is what I'm living for, nothing else. Knowing it in the intellect, everybody in this room knows what they're living for intellectually. We all know what the purpose of life is. We all know that there's a Gan Eden, there's a Gehenna, there's Chava Enish, we know all that stuff. We all know that in the next world, if you don't get it right, yeah, there's suffering there, Rahman Slan, you have no idea. We know about it, isn't it? We know, no games. We've always lived the Gemaras, we all know what's waiting for us if you don't get it right. Not pleasant, not a happy place. No, you've got it to Tshuva, yeah, there's no Tshuva there. We all know that intellectually, right? No, what are you going to do about it? Well, don't really get it. Doesn't really change me, does it? Hasn't been driven into the heart. How do you get it into the heart? So first of all, we're saying here that number one is you've got to recognize what the resistance is. The resistance is coming from your goof. The goof doesn't want to change. That's a matthias. He's your enemy. Fine. So now you've recognized who your enemy is. So now you have to metapel with your enemy. So you can get your enemy by seducing him. It means by getting it into the heart, by seducing the heart and getting the heart onto your side, that will change your behavior. It's an old Musa process. Now you have to sit down, you have to work it out. You need the seichel and you need the heart. You need to find a way of getting what you know in your head into your heart. So that's a resource-oriented approach. There's many there's different approaches of how you go about doing that. How you make a kinyan, how you claim what you know intellectually to the point where you totally in control over it. You can use this new idea whenever you need it. That's what we're talking about. Opening up the Siddur Shalom is not going to do that. It's a start. You've got to start there. I'm not saying not. But knowing the Siddur Shalom inside out, bal peh, back foot, front, whatever, you could be the world's biggest mumche in the Siddur Shalom, you ain't going to change not one drop. Until you get it into the, until you get the guy with the rubber stamp to stamp on it, that's the lathe. That's poshut. And what he's suggesting here is one of the ways of doing that is using Schav Oedis. What am I going to gain here? And think about it carefully. What am I going to gain here? What are the benefits? And use your imagination. The Baalei Musa say, the Desler discusses this in Mechtam Eliyahu, the imagination is a very powerful Musa tool. What am I going to gain? Well, it'll be very nice. If I can internalize Avos Hashem, Hashem loves me. Ava, Rabba, Avatana. Let's just take those three words, right? Ava, Rabba, Avatana. With a great love have you loved me, Hashem, yeah? Let's just take those three words. Can I internalize them? Now, if I was living with that real, yeah? Like the blonde walks up to you and says, I love you, and your knees start knocking, yeah? You can't stand up. You don't eat for 6 months, right? Because your head's in the clouds. Hashem says, I love you. If you could get that real, how would your life look different? Well, it'd be nice. It'd be quite kef, actually. Yeah. It would be great, right? No. If there's this, sit down and imagine it. Imagine, sit there and imagine. Use your imagination. Use your dimension to measure how your life would look if you knew you were walking, holding Hashem's hand with Him, telling all the time, I love you, I love you, I love you. Spend a month, 15 minutes a day, imagining what that would look like. Now go convince your goof, we better work on the fact, we better start internalizing a little bit that Hashem loves me. And the goof will go along. It's not going to get in your way now. Because there's so much to be gained here, okay, that the goof can't resist it. But if you don't use your dimion, if you don't imagine it, if you don't go and work, and what's going to, and if I don't get it right, you know what, I could lose here? You know what I'm saying? To lose? If I don't have Hashem on my side, hey man, we're in a lot of trouble here. You've got to convince yourself, but use the dimion. He gives a beautiful example. I mean, you should know, this says, we want to work about eternity. You want to focus. Like in these 78 years we have in this world, there is in this world, right? What are you building? You're building eternity. I mean, how bad can it be if you get it wrong, right? I mean, how long is eternity? It's not so long, right? So you want to work out how long is eternity. So it gives an exercise there to use your dimion, right? So you go to the beach and you put a big mound, you get one of these big double trailer trucks to dump a load of sand onto the beach, yeah? Okay? Every 1,000 years, now you're going to imagine what's 1,000 years. Sit down now and work out what's 1,000 years. You know how long a year is? 2 years, 10 years, 20 years, 100 years. You've got any idea how long 100 years is? Can't even imagine what 100 years feels like. But 100 years I can relate to, because I know people that are 90, whatever. I've been around 50, whatever, 5. What about 200 years, 500 years, 1,000 years? Get 1,000 years, how long that is in your head, right? And a little seagull comes and picks up one grain of sand and flies and drops it into the sea. Right, now the next 1,000 years comes. Right? Imagine 2,000 years. Then the little seagull comes and picks it up. Now imagine when that whole mountain's finished, right? Each grain of sand was 1,000 years, and you sat there and you worked each grain about 1,000 years, finished, right? How long is that? Long time, yeah? Eternity hasn't even started. It's nothing. That's a blip of eternity. Use the dimion in a 30-day, 40-day, 20 minutes a day exercise. By the end of that 40 days, you'll have a real grip on eternity. You'll at least know what you're up against. If you don't do these small exercises, then life just goes through. Nothing gets coined, nothing gets acquired, nothing ever gets in. We talk about eternity, yeah, netzach netzachim. Yeah, you give the chosen and the kala brocha, that should be a binyan, the netzach. Yeah, it should be an eternal body, netzach, eternity. What does it mean? Yeah. Long time, very long time, very, very, very long time. You know what you're talking about? Is that your neshama talking or your guf?
I'm just going to stop getting that long, and all these type of things. And be feeling like, how am I ever going to be? And I'll just feel more like, had a schwach day in learning, and that's very good. So,
is that you talking or your goof?
My stomach's the goof?
Go find out for sure who's talking. Who's making these comments?
Goof.
No, I want him to feel like, I can see it's his goof, it's poshut. He's my stomach. Mustama, he's not sure yet.
No, he doesn't.
Of course it's a group, but that's
what's real. So you identify with your group. Oh, good, okay, good, excellent. So you recognize that you're identifying more with your group than you are with your neshama.
Sure.
Find out why. So go to get in touch with why you're
lazy.
Because we're lazy. Yeah.